Jeffrey Klein here, the story guy, where I'm going to talk to Brett about the power of story, visual communication, and how to connect with your audience.
In this bonus episode of Hustleberg, we're going to go on a deep dive into the power of storytelling and how it can really help your brand connect with the community that you create around you. I really appreciate Jeffrey Klein from Nine Dots Media taking the time to talk about this thing. It is so cool to be able to talk to somebody who has a lot of the same thoughts and feelings about how powerful stories can be. Enjoy the conversation.
I will be defined by your dreams, committed to my goals, yeah. Gotta do my own thing, keep up the hustling. I will be defined by your dreams, committed to my goals, yeah. Gotta do my own thing.
Hi, welcome to Hustleberg. Thank you for sharing your time with us as we chat with entrepreneurs here in St. Petersburg, Florida. We talk about how they got started, how they built their business, and how they serve our community. I'm Brett Bittner, and I'm the host of Hustleberg, and I started Beyond Your Side Hustle because I found that most entrepreneurs lack the time and expertise to build their own digital marketing strategy and still get results. As an entrepreneur here in St. Pete myself, I love meeting and talking with fellow small business owners about what they do, and sharing that conversation with you. Now, you may have noticed a few changes with the podcast lately. One of the biggest is that we're now doing video. So if you're only listening to this episode, whether it's on your favorite podcast player, RadioSt.Pete.com, or Sunshine 96.7 FM, please know that this episode and all future episodes are available for you to view on YouTube and BeyondYourSideHustle.com. Just visit BeyondYourSideHustle.com/YouTube to subscribe or to watch your favorite episode of Hustleberg. If you find anything of value in this episode, I encourage you to subscribe. And if you would, also rate and review the episode as well, because it sends us the right signals to know how the conversations add value for you. Finally, if you're interested in being a guest in an upcoming episode and you own a small business here in St. Pete, let us know by visiting beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcast guest. So, Jeffrey, why is it that you're helping entrepreneurs better communicate through storytelling?
The reason that I feel like storytelling is the best way to communicate is because there's actually science behind it. They did studies about how our brains work, and it actually turns out when people are given just information, you know, the facts and figures, the data, two parts of our brain activate, the Wernicke's area and the Broca's area. And these are really important because these are the kind of meaning-making parts of our brain. But when someone's told a story, their brain lights up. And every part of their brain that they would use if they're experiencing the story themselves activates. So if you really want to connect with an audience and get them engaged with your message, telling a story is by far the best way. And the studies have shown that there's an increase of up to 40% in both understanding and retention of what you're saying. And as a marketer, you know, we're always trying to get, and as entrepreneurs are trying to make sure people understand what they're trying to provide, what service or product they're trying to provide, and they want to be remembered so that they'll go, oh yeah, now I need that. And story can help them do that.
So that's why we keep hearing stories like when we have debates and forums politically, they're trying to tie their message into the story that they're telling so that we remember about them. And the same thing can work for our entrepreneurs that are looking to share the story of their brand. So how does that work exactly? Like, how is it that we are able to take our story and or take the branding that we have and create a story with it?
Well, one of the things I think is really important when you're thinking about your telling your brand story is to remember the 11th commandment. This is something I came up with for my class that I teach. The 11th commandment is know thy audience. So many times when people are thinking about shaping or crafting their brand story, they're so internally focused about what it is they do and what's so great about us. But when you're really crafting a story, you need to start with the audience, because if they don't care about what you're talking about, you've lost before you've begun. And I like to say, people don't care about what you do. And people go, what? I said, people don't care about what you do. They only care about what you can do for them. Mm-hmm. And so if you don't start with the pain or the problem, the challenges that your audience has, you've lost. And that's why I say you always start there. Start with your audience.
So what does storytelling in our business do for us, our brand, and the community that we serve?
Well, it enables you to connect with them on a deeper level. You know, one of the things is, even if, no matter what you're trying to convey, whatever message it is, the idea is that you need to be able to connect. And if you think about business, it's all about relationships. How do you build a relationship? Well, you have to connect with people on an emotional level. And that's what marketing talks about, you know, the emotions. And so when people tell stories, they connect emotionally in a way that they don't if you were just to share with them the facts and the figures. And by connecting emotionally, they're now going to trust us. It helps them, when you tell a story, actually increase empathy. And therefore, they want to trust us and then do business with you. So it enables us to build that relationship faster and deeper when we tell a story.
So how is it that we should construct the stories that we tell about ourselves and our business? You touched on it a little bit, but what's the science of the story?
Well, the science of story is really about the power of story. And then what we've developed is basically a format, a tool to help people share it, the structure. So Aristotle, back in 350 BC, built the foundations of story. You got a beginning, a middle, and an end. And people go, great, I know I need a three-act structure, but what the hell do I have in the beginning, the middle, and the end? So we created something called the Story Pad, P-A-D. The P represents the beginning, A, middle, D, and they represent things. So the P, like I started to tell you, was the pain or problem of your audience. We start with that because unless you reach someone and get them interested, get their attention, because we have such short attention spans. So you start with the pain or the problem. The A is the answer. So the P-A, then the answer or the solution that your service or your product is going to provide. And then the D, a lot of people forget the D. But the D is the last part, which is the difference or the impact that it makes on their life or their business. So you have the problem, the answer, and the difference it makes. And you just structure your story. I believe in keeping things simple. I think overcomplicating it, which is why we developed the Story Pad, to help people have an easy tool to craft their business story.
Now, what type of background do you have in this area? Is there any sort of special education or certification that kind of brought this to be what it is that you do?
Well, I was going to say I come from the school of hard knocks, but I've actually trained. So I have a degree in English and sociology, where I was focused on film studies and creative writing. I then worked in the Hollywood film system. My first job was actually in the story department of a major talent and literary agency. I then went to go work on a small cog in the big machine of movies, but worked on a ton of big movies. And then as I developed, I really decided to try and find out more about story, about content marketing. So I have a certificate in content marketing and social media marketing, but really it's about my curiosity and my love of story from kind of young. And it's just continued to build. And I'm always looking to learn. One of the things is, you know, I just did a story workshop this past weekend, and I'm always looking for ways to improve. And I think we all have to do that. But for me, I think it's the other kind of credentials. I've helped people do it. So I was, you know, I've been making videos and animations for businesses to tell their story and to reach their audience.
Now, what are some of the benefits that you found, both for yourself and with your clients, when you focus the communication around the telling of the story of the brand? We're kind of looking for, I mean, you did a really good job of sharing a high-level view. What's something that we may not have realized or that you may not have shared yet that our entrepreneurs will benefit from when they focus their communication in this way?
Again, I think one of the things it does is it gives you a structure, and it forces you to funnel everything through your story. It has to be genuine. You have to be authentic. It's so important. And so one of the benefits of telling a story is it forces you to simplify something that might otherwise be complicated. There's a reason they call them explainer videos, because a lot of times when we're going and we're trying to tell someone about what we do, there's so much and we get sort of lost. And one of the real benefits of crafting a story is it forces you to be intentional about what it is you're trying to communicate. So an immediate benefit is recognizing what's important and what's not important in your story. Because one of the best things about a story is you write the story like great writers do, and then you edit. You have to edit out those things that aren't serving your purpose, that aren't serving what you're trying to communicate. So the real benefit is to, and then connect. My company's called Nine Dots. Our goal is to connect the dots.
Connect the dots.
And the story really helps you connect the dots to make sure that what you're talking about is reaching the right people at the right time in the right place with the right message.
Now, it's not just external communications that we're talking about where we include this story about our brand, because often for those of us who have teams, we're going to have to reinforce it, especially early on. So why do we need to tell ourselves the story of our brand? And then how do we keep doing that without it feeling stale or overdone?
Nike, who I think has done one of the better jobs of telling their story, actually has a two-day onboarding where people learn the story of Nike. And they've had for years and years a guy who's the chief storytelling officer. And again, internally is where it has to start. Because if you're building an organization, your people are your biggest asset, they're your biggest brand ambassadors. And if they don't understand what makes your company tick, then how are they going to share it with everyone else? I have a good friend, Todd Cohen, who says everyone's in sales. Every moment is a selling moment. And therefore, everyone in the organization needs to understand what you're about and how you do it. And I think the way that you keep it fresh is by having the foundation be solid and then looking for new ways to freshly tell it. And the thing that, you know, I believe, again, it's not what you do, it's why you do it. You got purpose in your belief. I'm a big fan of Simon Sinek and Start With Why.
I think that's
what we have to do as organizations is understand why do we get up every morning, come to work and do what we do. And that's why I think mission-driven and purpose-driven companies are becoming much more productive and powerful and prevalent.
Now, what resources should we use to tell our stories? Is there a specific medium or type of communication that we should use over others? It feels like there may be something, because we're looking a lot into the science of it, that's going to do a better job of telling that story both internally and externally. Is there anything in particular that we should be doing in that regard?
Well, I'm a little biased, but for me, the science, the studies, the evidence all points to one place, and that's visual communication. It happens to be what I do in my day job, but the studies all show, if we go back to the brain, we process as visual content 60,000 times faster than text.
Wow.
So, and then 90% of our brain actually has receptors for visual. It's just, again, the science, and also just think about what you'd rather do. Would you rather watch a video or read, you know, a white paper? And most people are visual learners. About 60% of us are visual learners. But I really think that you want to reinforce it and have it in lots of different places. So I always say the one way you can kind of repurpose, you record a video and then you have the visual. Then you export the audio and you have a podcast. And then you have the transcript. So you have a written blog. And by repurposing it, different people learn different ways. And you also need more than one touch point. But that being said, visual is the answer.
All right. Yeah, I love that you're bringing in the idea of pillar content and repurposing things so that you're not having to reinvent the wheel with every piece of content that you're looking to create.
Yeah, and also in terms of content, you know, another thing is that there's two ways to share content: to create original content and then to curate. Curate's an art, but to realize that your audience has an interest, and there are lots of different ways to get a service I love is called Feedly, which you can go and put in the publications you're interested in, and then you can kind of aggregate them and then decide, oh, I think my audience would really like this one. And it gives you a way. There are lots of these little tools. Canva for creating, you know, is an amazing platform for design for non-designers like me. I'm not a designer. Right. I think have a team of designers, but sometimes I want to, you know, fiddle around myself. And if you don't have the ability to hire a designer, Canva has all these amazing templates and does a really good job. And they even do some videos. So I'm a big fan of that as well.
obviously, this is a bonus episode, so you're not here in St. Pete. Tell us a little bit about you. Where did you grow up? Where are you now? Just kind of give us a whatever geographic history you're comfortable sharing.
Well, I've been around the world, so I'll share that journey, that epic Magellan story with you. So I am born and raised in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I went to college up in Massachusetts, lived in New York for a year, came back to Philadelphia for a couple years of law school, then left and moved to sunny California, worked in the film industry for 6 years, then met a beautiful girl, got married, and moved to her hometown, Manchester, England, where I lived for 10 years, and eventually found myself back not far from where I grew up outside of Philadelphia.
Now, when you aren't working, what are some of your favorite things to do, some hobbies, activities, and the like that you're involved in?
I have three children. I have twin 15-year-old daughters and an 11-year-old son, and spending time with them is by far, you know, the activity I do most, and that can be everything from watching their sporting events, playing. We play a lot of games, especially in the remote lockdown. We like to cook. I love to bake, so I do a lot of baking with them. But it's you know, games, movies. I like watching movies. I'm obsessed with movies. And I've been really enjoying sharing older movies with my children.
Now, what is something that you want to make sure that viewers and listeners check out after they've completed this episode, following our conversation, to kind of continue sharing the ideas that you have and the like? I know that there's a talk that you're going to want to talk about, and you probably have something like this that you want to talk about as well, but let's make sure that everybody has an opportunity to check out more of Jeffrey Klein if they're so inclined.
If they're so inclined to follow Jeffrey Klein. I did a TED talk about a year and a half ago on the power of story. If you actually go to jeffreyspeaks.com, I created a shortened URL, but if you put my name into YouTube, you'll find it. Love you to watch that. Leave a comment. Really makes me happy. And then I also am a podcast host of a podcast called Connect the Dots with Jeffrey Klein. And I've interviewed some incredible people. I continue to do so. And I'm in my fourth season as we speak. And then if anyone's interested in learning more specifically, they can follow me on most social platforms by either going to 9dotsmedia.com or ggklein.com, and all my socials there. And anyone can reach out to me if they think I can help them.
See, it's like you were looking ahead. You had the questions in advance. That was the next thing I was going to ask, is where can they connect with you?
Probably the easiest way, if someone really wants to talk to me, is through LinkedIn. But, you know, otherwise it's ggklein.com is where I do all my speaking stuff. And then 9dotsmedia.com is for the visual content creation portion of my life.
Perfect. Jeffrey, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me and so that we can share this conversation with the Hustleberg community. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Brett. It's been a real pleasure.
Hey, you did it. You've just listened to Hustleberg. Hustleberg is produced by Beyond Your Side Hustle, where we help you craft an awesome strategy for your business and build a community that supports you today and in the future. We help budding entrepreneurs go beyond their side hustle and into the business they're dreaming of. If we provided you with something valuable with this podcast, please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcast player, especially you Apple Podcast listeners. This is something that only takes a few seconds that will help us shine the spotlight on all the great businesses St. Pete has to offer and grow our community. Speaking of great businesses here in St. Pete, if you're a small business owner here and you'd like to share the story of your business with the Hustleberg community, please let us know by visiting beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcastguest. Did you know that at Beyond Your Side Hustle, we're helping small business owners reach ideal engagement on any social media platform with a free 3-week training by email? It's available for you at beyondyoursidehustle.com/3weeks. You can also find a link for it in the show notes. Start right now to learn how you can fix your feed to serve you, start engaging on social the right way, and create a community around you and your business. The opening music in this episode is Defining Your Dreams by my friend, Rhymer Educator. I encourage you to check him out on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you listen to great music. Thanks so much for listening, and we look forward to sharing with you how we do business in the Berg.